Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, here we go. Back again. The guys that'll go into your locker during classes and smash your glasses. Right, Ed?
That's right. Guys.
Big episode this week. Big things happening. I promised that something was going on. So we have a new sponsor we'd like to mention. It's right here. GoonGuard Mouth Guards. Big interview this week. We're going to have it in Ed segment, and we're going to talk some wrestling. We haven't talked wrestling in a while. Big CM Punk stuff going on. Everybody's talking CM Punk. So glad to have the full crew with us. Chris is back on. He's off. He's on. He's back on again. He's starting OnlyFans pages. He's doing feet pics. He's doing all this stuff. He's around the rink. You know, got a Corey check before I say that. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Everything's legal. Everything's legal on the podcast for purposes of the legal department. So speaking of the legal department, let's go, Ed. Let's talk about this interview that we did this week and how epic it was. I thought it was great. Corey from GoonGuard, I'll let you take it from here. Good stuff.
Oh, man, it was so great to hear from Corey. I think it's a great product. I wish that they had mouthpieces like this, you know, back when we were growing up and playing that type of thing. I mean, just think about this. I mean, it microwaves in a few seconds and it fits. And during the interview, I mean, so check out the interview on YouTube. And, you know, he actually talked for a few seconds with the actual mouthpiece in. I mean, mouthpieces have come a long way. I think it's a great product. So I think it's wonderful. So I'm going to do the lead into it. And here we go. GoonGuard is scientifically proven to provide 2 times the impact absorption of traditional mouth guards. They're battle ready in the microwave in just seconds. GoonGuard.com. Free shipping on all orders. GoonGuard.com.
Awesome.
GoonGuard.
So we're going to skip the emails this week. The interview segment will take up the emails this episode, and then we'll get back to our normal format. But GoonGuard will be our email sponsor from now on for the guy on the couch, the mouth of the south. The man in the middle, that guy, the single guy, the guy that's ladies. He's working on his OnlyFans page. He signs 8x10s. He's starting a fan club. Name it. Email
sells his bathwater.
Yep, he's selling everything.
I've seen it, and I'm his number one customer so far. So let's go, ladies, get on it.
Yep, because stop being cheap. We got no time for cheap anymore. Even though Hanukkah's coming up, we got no time for being cheap. So.
Let's here, man.
There you go. Shows you how much I pay attention.
There you go.
We haven't talked wrestling in a while. One of the biggest social media events happened. CM Punk went back to WWE. I think out of everything in the history of WWE, if I get this right, everything they've ever uploaded onto social media, that is the number one biggest segment they've ever had watched by wrestling fans and viewers at home. Thoughts on, let's just talk about what kind of figure you guys have of CM Punk. Go ahead. Tom, you want to take it?
Yeah. Well, you know what? If he can keep his head on straight, I think he'll stay a little bit more under wraps with them, because their leadership is built a lot better than AEW. And I think that somebody will set him straight if he gets out of line. I think he knows now that this is his last chance, so I think he's going to stay in line anyway. But I love how they're blurring the lines of whether it's KFab, whether it's real. I mean, with stuff with him and Seth Rollins, stuff with him and McIntyre. And I think it's going to be huge for ratings. And I love what they're doing right now, where they're playing it off as a free agent, where he's appeared now on all three shows. He was on NXT last night. Yep. He's supposed to make his decision Monday night where he's going to go. So it'll be interesting to see how the ratings have spiked on each show now that he's there.
Hey, before you guys add, and I'm really interested in hearing this, I would just want to set the table of modern wrestling. The whole point of the wrestling, and we've talked about this before, is just to suspend your disbelief, not knowing what's going to happen. You just go with the story, not being a smart mark. And, you know, you don't want to know the end into a story because it's not as fun. The thing with the CM Punk thing is, if you look at the cracks in AEW, they kept guys, those elite guys have never, ever stepped foot in the WWE. And there's a reason for that, because they're pains in the ass. The Bucks, Omega, Hangman, they pushed out Cody. Now they pushed out CM Punk. CM Punk was just like Arn, Tully, Jake the Snake. All these guys have said on record that they've approached the younger guys and say, listen, do you want me to watch your matches? Do you want advice? And they're like, nope, I'm good. I got a contract. And that's not how it's supposed to work. And that's part of the problem why WWE, for the first time in existence, I'm actually rooting for them, because that old school still has to stay old school. That the Undertaker's mentality, the old school way of thinking still has to be in place. If not, it's just like a circus of just high spots and things like that, and nothing makes sense. You don't see two guys in the UFC or boxing that have some kind of rift hugging each other on social media. It should be a work all the time, making you think, is Rollins and Punk still, you know, at each other? That is what makes you want to watch. But go ahead, guys. I just wanted to get that in. Go ahead. Take it, Brad.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I've been chomping at the bit for this one.
Go.
So, I mean, we were watching Survivor Series, and the rumors of Orton coming back, that was a huge pop when his music cued and he came in and he just started RKO, you know, everybody, right? And we thought the match was done. We heard rumors of CM Punk, but I was like, they're not going to do it. It's too much controversy. It's too much this. He's probably still on a contract with AEW. And then Cult of Personality played, and I came out of my chair. Like, I jumped through the roof. Like, it was the biggest pop they've had, and I don't know how long. And he didn't even fight. He just came out and let the music play, said some words, and from then on, it has been absolute chaos. I think what they're doing, Triple H is doing a phenomenal job of getting these guys in here. Not only is he bringing in talent like Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, and Randy Orton, bringing these dudes back, they're putting the younger guys over. They brought in Cena during the writer strike, and his whole job, Cena's whole purpose for the last year was putting younger dudes over. And Cena very humbly took an L in a couple of matches, and hopefully they bring him back to let him ride out, go out on top. But WWE is doing so much, like you said, Andy, with their veterans helping the younger guys get over. Even with LA Knight, who's been in the biz for a while now, but this new character is so electric, they're giving his character a chance to kind of come into its own and really explode. I don't know what that was, Chris. But they're doing such a good job of
Chris, what you sucking on, bro?
I'm good, yeah, slurper, all right? I'm a good slurper. Yeah. Don't be jealous.
At least he's polite and he swallows. But so they're doing such a good job with their character development and where they're putting these guys. I think we could be in a situation, I don't want to say like we got this attitude era thing going on, but we're very close to that dynamic where they have so much talent right now. I'm literally pulled. I want to see Cody Rhodes win take out the Bloodline, take out Roman Reigns. I want to see CM Punk take out the Bloodline and beat Roman Reigns. I'm going to see Randy Orton take out the Bloodline and beat Roman Reigns. We're at a point, I don't know which way my heart even wants to go with this sport. It's just so exciting. In AEW, has Christian and Edge and MJF. Like,
I mean, MJF's used right is the hottest heel that you can get. I mean, and every quote that he has in his promos is something that you know he watches old school stuff. And he's a student of like Cody's crew there. So
yeah,
don't be surprised if someday he he goes, and they would use him right. It seems like now that McMahon's out of the picture and Triple H still has that old school mentality where he kind of brings guys back. Nick Aldis could never sniff a spot in WWE, even with his wife working there. They brought him in, not as a talent, but as a, you know, as an on-air personality, as the commissioner type role. Fantastic. If that's the route that Triple H is going with these, you know, guys that have never been able to have that kind of platform and be themselves. The only gripe that I always have with WWE that got to change is stop with the one names. It's two names. You know, you gotta, it should be always two names. It should be Dave Bautista, just like UFC. You don't see one guy as Cher, or, you know, you should make it a legit based sports presentation. And that's all we can ask for as old school wrestling fan, legit sports based. Go with that, like use the UFC as a model and kind of go with that kind of vibe. Go ahead, Chris. You got some thoughts on?
Yeah, I'm probably going to rub people the wrong way on this one. Okay. I'm What's a new huge with that? CM Punk fan. All right. One of the biggest CM Punk fans out there. But I don't
see a poster in your background, by the way.
Yeah, no poster. How are you the biggest fan? You don't have a poster up.
I mean, but I'm not a fan of him going after the big guys, WWE titles, you know, Roman Reigns calling out all the big guys. I feel like he was great in his prime when he was with all those factions, when he did the New Nexus, you know, he had the New Breed, the Gathering. And my favorite was Straight Edge Society when he literally had Serena shaving her head to get into that group back in the day. That's where I think CM Punk lies. That's where he stands. He's mouthy. He's, you know, he has great on mic performance. We all know that. I just don't feel like he establishes himself as a top WWE champion. Obviously, he doesn't have quite the body for it. If we're talking realistic, like Andy touched on about, you know, you're the same here as you are outside of to keep the show going, to keep it. I just don't feel like he can carry a belt and beat these big monstrous guys. You know what I mean? That's my opinion. If you don't like it, tell your mother about it.
Drink some milk, you cake eater.
Ed, real quick before we move.
Yeah,
on.
Real quick. Well, first and foremost, I think it's great. You know, I mean, I feel like he was wasting his talent at AEW. Andy, you and I, for almost the last past year and a half, most Wednesday nights, shooting texts back and forth. You know, I mean, there's kind of circling back, I'll pull away from CM Punk for a second here. You know, you're pile driving guys five times and the match still isn't over yet. You're doing five finishing moves, the match isn't over yet. It kind of circles back to like what you were talking about. I think he's great on the mic. You know, to touch on Chris's point, look, you know, I think you're kind of right about, you know, going after the guys that, you know, look like they're professional bodybuilders and stuff like that. But I mean, look at Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels wasn't a huge, gigantic human being. And honestly, he was probably one of the best wrestlers that was out there technique wise, out of the ring, you know, high flyer and that type of thing. And CM Punk, man, he's great on the mic. I mean, MJF and CM Punk, probably the two best on the mic. They don't just go up there. They tell a story when they're on the mic. You can't ask for a better promo than that. That goes back to old school with Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, you know, Road Warriors and stuff like that. That's how you groom your talent. And like, you know, the thing about it is AEW for, you know, 2 years ago was great. And all of a sudden they started, you know, basically defleeting and getting rid of their talent. And they've all been going to WWE and, you know, good for WWE, you know, and AEW is going to be a shell of itself. And I mean, here they are, they're wheeling out Ric Flair and Sting, you know, to try to catch some ratings, you know, and those are two of my favorite wrestlers, old school wrestlers. Yeah. And it's really kind of sad. So.
Yeah.
What does WWE do when they take all the top talent from AEW though?
They turn it into, it becomes Impact or one of these other, you know, shell of itself. I mean, they had all the makings of being a great number two or a push for a number one. They had really good talent, great time slot on TBS. They had a wrestling network based TBS time slot. They, you know, you could give a different presentation of something totally different, but not circusy. I mean, you cannot, the super kick from Shawn Michaels, that was lights out, right? You saw it, nobody kicked out of it. And if you did, it was because it had to mean something, The Undertaker or something like that.
It was for a belt.
When you got the Bucks kicking out of everything, I mean, especially Matt Jackson. Watch now that I said that guy kicks out of everything, and he's like probably the size of my son. That's the worst part, and it's terrible to that wrestling has become that. But they've let people that learned how to wrestle in their backyard on trampolines become pro wrestlers without going through a legit wrestling school, and that's part of the problem. I don't want to watch a big produced TV show with backyard wrestling. That's what it's become. So we'll continue to talk wrestling. Football's starting to slow down. We'll get more involved with the wrestling. So we'll stop it right there. Everybody's got fantastic points, and hopefully we can continue going into the road to WrestleMania, talking about it some more. Tom, it's your time. Yes, the shirt. Buy the shirt. Buy the shirt. We got to
stop being so cheap. Buy the shirt.
Tom's got the Brock Street Brewery behind him this week. So let's go, Thomas.
Alrighty, Tom's Shitty Picks is now brought to you by Brock Street Brewing Company, located at 244 Brock Street South in Whitby, Ontario, or you can visit them online at brockstreetbrewing.com. Their brewery is home to a banquet hall, an on-site restaurant, and a members' lounge. They brew everything from sours to lagers to vodka sodas, and it's all brewed in-house. The lounge is located upstairs, and it's open 5 days a week. They have stuff for everyone during the week. They have a trivia night. Fridays and Saturdays, they have live music. So do yourself a favor and check them out and tell them 1973 Podcast sent you. All righty. So we're doing this a little bit early today. We're doing a few hours early. So this week's pick, he hasn't played yet. So it's Tua Tagovailoa versus Tennessee. My pick next week, on my Titans again. I'm taking C.J. Stroud versus Tennessee. Their secondary is horrible. I think Stroud's going to have a huge day with Nico Collins. And I think the running back is going to have a huge day coming out of the backfield catching passes. So I think he's going to have a huge day against Tennessee. And bank on it.
So, Tom, let's just go right into our football picks for the week. I don't even know what week we're in.
We are in week 15. The picks that we're doing right now are for week 15. And there are 16 games. And starting next week, you're going to have Saturday games. There are three Saturday games next week. So, all right, here we go. Game one, Thursday night. It's the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Los Angeles Chargers. I'll go with Andy.
Give me the Chargers.
All righty. How about you, Brad?
The Chargers.
All righty. Chris?
Chris? Must be his new equipment.
Yeah, must be that. Yeah.
Great, great bargain there on Amazon, buddy.
Yeah. Let's go. Chris,
can you hear us?
Can you hear me now?
All right.
Testes, one, all right. Two. All right.
Chris. Good.
There he is.
Yep. All right, now we can hear you.
Yeah. Andy's back.
Hello.
Justin Hubert, like I was saying, Justin Hubert has been very underwhelming, so we're going to go with the Raiders.
All right.
Could be the coach.
How about you, Ed?
I'm just going to say this. John Madden's not walking out that door, but I think it's going to be the Raiders.
All righty. I'm taking the Chargers. I just think they have a little bit more offense than Vegas, even though they didn't show it against the Patriots, but I think they got embarrassed, so they'll come out a little bit better. All right, Saturday, first game, Cincinnati Bengals at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Andy?
Let's see. Vikings.
All righty. Brad?
Skull Vikes.
All righty. Chris?
Yeah, Vikings.
All righty. Ed?
Thundercats, ho.
I am going with Minnesota. I just think Browning, he kind of shot his load last week. I don't think he's going to have a week like that again for the rest of the season.
I think that the Minnesota quarterback has shown it, has tipped his hand, and now the NFL teams have got tape on him now.
Yeah, he's got Jefferson coming the other back. Night.
You mean like tape exactly? Like it's fixed?
No.
All right.
Stop it with that negative talk.
Second Saturday game, Indianapolis Colts at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Andy?
Colts.
All right. Brad?
Steelers. are abysmal at this point of the year, and Minshew Magic is cooking. So I'm rolling with Indy.
All righty. Chris.
Yeah, we'll go Indy.
All righty. Ed.
This was going to be a flip-flop game for me. I had Colts written down, but I'm going to go with the Steelers because Tomlin was pissed on Thursday night. So I'm going to go with the Steelers.
That's why I'm going with Pittsburgh. I think he's going to coach them up a lot harder and give Trubisky another week of practice and see what he can do.
Because, man, 14 for the Steelers, man. I mean, you want to talk about walking?
Yeah.
Man, homeboy was walking on the field during plays.
All right, the final Saturday game. The Detroit Lions are at home against the Denver Broncos. Andy.
You know, Lions are going to the Super Bowl, so we got to take Detroit.
All right, Brad.
I think maybe potential trap game for Detroit, but I'm still going to go with them, the potential Super Bowl champs, Detroit.
All righty. Chris?
Yeah, very well agree with Brad, Mr. Esquire, on the trap game, but we're going to go with Detroit.
I picked first. Hey. How can you agree with Brad? I picked first.
Ed?
I'm going to go with the Lions.
Yep.
I don't think I think they're a for real team, though. From what I've seen, they're real.
From what I heard at Foxwoods, they're real. They're gonna win.
I agree with Ed. I think it's a clean sweep for the podcast on that one, Detroit. Next game,
Andy, Sunday. I don't have your inside information. Okay.
Cleveland Browns at home against the Chicago Bears. Andy,
the other team going to the Super Bowl. You got to take the Browns. I'm telling you, it's the fix is in.
Brad.
I can't believe I'm agreeing with this guy. Two picks in a row. I'm going to go with Cleveland.
All righty. Chris?
Yeah, Browns.
Yep. Ed?
That's him.
Hey, I'm going to go with massages for everybody.
Yeah. Gonna go with the Browns. Get a massage. You get a massage.
That's right. There you go.
It's a coin flip game for me. I'm taking Cleveland just because their defense is nasty. All right. Next game. Green Bay Packers at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Andy.
Green Bay.
All righty. Brad.
They're playing at Lambeau.
Yep.
We'll go 3 for 3, Andy. I'll go with Green Bay.
All righty. Chris.
Yeah. Lambeau, cold. Tampa Bay, not cold.
Excellent commentary.
You know, Chris has some awesome insight, man. You are a man of a lot of words.
All righty. Ed.
I'm going with the Packers.
Yeah, I am too. Love seems to have turned that corner, and he's playing really well.
I agree.
Okay.
You're going with Green Bay because that's how you like your fudge, right, Ed?
That she does.
Next game, Tennessee Titans at home against the Houston Texans. Andy?
I guess Titans.
All righty. Brad?
You broke the streak, buddy. I have been in love with Houston all season. I think CJ Stroud should be MVP. Took a 3-win team to now they're, 7 wins this season? I'm going with Houston.
Yep. Chris.
Yeah, this is like my 4th week in a row with Houston, so we're going to keep it going.
All righty. Ed?
I'm going with the Texans as well.
Yep, I agree. And I think DeMeco Ryans could be coach of the year the way he's coached that team up too.
Absolutely.
I concur, game, sir.
The AFC clash. Miami Dolphins at home against New York Jets. Andy?
Fish.
All righty. Brad?
New York cold. Miami not cold. I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
All righty. Chris?
She's doing great today, the Esquire. I'll tell you that. Definitely Dolphins.
All righty. Ed?
I'm going with the Dolphins.
Yep, I agree. I'm going with him as well. See if Zach Wilson, the question is, will he actually decide to play? I mean, rumor has it last week he refused to go in the game. Yeah, so
who knows?
Next game should be a dandy. The Kansas City Chiefs are playing against the New England Patriots in New England. Andy?
Yes.
All righty. Brad?
Chiefs.
All righty. Chris?
Yeah, Chiefs.
All righty. Eddie?
You know, I mean, it pains me to say this, but, you know, I don't believe that the NFL is going to call the little hand movement on the football and the head bob again. So I'm going to have to go with the chefs again, you know,
yeah, I agree.
Snickers commercial right there. Hey, we want a sponsorship for all these Chiefs picks, by the way, for Snickers. Come on now. We don't have to be so cheap. We'd actually go to an hour if Snickers would give us a sponsorship.
That's true. Agree.
I'm going with Casey as well. Next game, New Orleans Saints versus the New York Giants. Andy.
New Orleans.
All righty. Brad.
I'll go who that. Pick Saints.
Chris.
For the two ladies down south, I'm going with the Giants.
All righty. Ed.
I mean, what are you basing that pick on? I mean, seriously, have you not watched what the Giants are this year?
I'm going
to
go with
the Saints. I mean, even though that they don't have an identity and Kamara's like, you know, ready to like, you know, go crazy. And did anybody see that dude break his leg on the sideline last week?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We got 7 minutes left on this podcast.
All right, we'll rush it a little bit. Carolina Panthers at home against the Atlanta Falcons. Andy.
Atlanta.
All righty. Brad?
Dirty Birds.
All righty. Chris?
I'm looking for a big-ass upset because Brad's going to try to get free tickets again next week, so he'll be upset. Atlanta.
All righty. Ed?
Falcons.
All righty. I agree. Clean sweep again for the podcast. Next game, Los Angeles Rams at home against the Washington Commanders. Andy?
Rams.
All righty. Brad?
Ram up, ram to the top. I don't know what they say.
Ram it down.
Ram
Chris. yeah, Rams. Jeez.
Ed?
Rams.
Yep, I agree. Next game, Arizona Cardinals at home against the San Francisco 49ers. Andy?
I am going to take the Village People's favorite football team, the San Francisco 49ers.
All righty. Brad?
I'm going to pick the team that resides in the Gaytown capital, USA, San Francisco.
Hey, watch it from the legal department right there. Come on now.
Gay is in happy. Happy town, USA.
Chris?
San Fran, yes.
All righty. Ed?
I can't really go behind Mr. Excitement here, you know? I mean, he's like a barn burner right in front of me. All right, 49ers.
Yeah, I'm going with San Fran as well. And what could be the game of the week? The Buffalo Bills are at home against the Dallas Cowboys. Andy?
Cowboys.
All right. Brad?
Cowboys, baby.
Chris?
The Cowboys will not win another game until they play Washington at the end of the season.
You gonna write that down?
Yes, I will. I'll stand on a grave for it.
All right.
Ed?
Well, I mean, Dallas is not super warm, but it's not cold either. And, you know, Buffalo is cold, but I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
All right. I'm going to go with Buffalo. I think it's a must-win for them for the rest of the year. Dallas is going to be coming off a huge game, so I'm going to go with Buffalo.
It's the Stephon Diggs Bowl.
Yep.
Whoever wins that gets to keep Stephon Diggs.
All right. Next game, Jacksonville Jaguars at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Andy.
Ravens.
All righty. Brad?
Are we connecting here, Andy? I'm going with Baltimore also.
All righty. Chris?
Did you guys just become new best friends?
We're going to do karate in the garage after this.
I'd like to see how Trevor Lawrence was going to respond to that ankle injury today, but since we didn't get to do that, we'll go with Baltimore.
Yep.
Is that exciting enough for you?
I'm going to go
with Baltimore. Much better, thank you.
Well, all right, final game of the week.
Ravens for me, sir.
At home against the Philadelphia Eagles. Andy.
The city that gives you the greatest hockey of all time, Philadelphia.
All righty. Brad?
The city that has more brotherly love than San Francisco. And I mean that the politest way possible for legal purposes, the Eagles.
All righty.
The city's so good, they made a movie about it.
Passing over me. I want the Eagles, bro.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. You passed over me
on the Ravens. I mean, what are you trying to do? I mean, are those the two games you're trying to edge me out on?
They're pushing you out, Ed.
You're usually last.
I haven't had a chance to get you on this game. All right, Chris?
Easily the best team in that division.
All right. And Ed, who are you taking the Jacksonville-Baltimore game?
I'm going to pick the Ravens.
All right. All right.
The Eagles.
All right, gotcha. All right, AC, that's it.
Okay, so we got 3 minutes left, Tom. So let's do our lead-in for Album of the Week, and then we're going to wrap this shit show up.
Alrighty, this week's record of the week is brought to you by Purchase Street Records, which is located at 53 Pope's Island, Unit 2, New Bedford, Mass. Or you can visit them online at purchasestrecords.com, and they also have a Facebook page. Purchase Street Records is Southern New England's largest independent record store. And if you're around today and you're not doing anything, they're having their big Christmas party today starting at 3 o'clock at the Vault in New Bedford, Mass. And there are still limited tickets left, so if you want to go, you better get on that quick. Roger's band, All Sinners, will be playing, as well as bands such as Deathbed, Bright Idea, and Jimmy James.
So we're going to wrap this episode up this week. A lot of stuff. It was a big episode, a lot to get on. I just want to mention about Goon God one more time. They're offering a promo code. The promo code is 1973. Go on there. You'll get 25% off your order. So if you're spending 20, it's like 15. So get on that. Sponsor them. We got more stuff coming. We're setting up more interviews, more stuff. Going to try to get this podcast off the ground and going for year two. And
possibly big interview on Thursday.
Yeah, we're gonna work on that off the air, and we'll be back next week with more stuff. Later, everybody.
GoonGod.com, 1973.
Promo code.
Here we go.
Buy some stuff. Stop being cheap.